Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
We're getting you ready for A's baseball. A's and the Minnesota Twins here at the Coliseum. Going to be a beautiful night. We're going to have a 6:40 first pitch. Dylan Bundy against James Caprillion. Come on in and see us. If you're driving around the East Bay and you're wondering what to do on a Tuesday night, or you can just sit back and listen here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network to the great Ken Korak. Ken, how are you?
I am well, Chris Townsend. How are you?
I'm ready for a bust-out game. I'm expecting fireworks to go on tonight and big runs for the A's. How about you?
So what you're saying is the A's offense has been playing possum recently.
Oh, what? The rally possum is supposedly it is in the booth right next to me, far away from you.
It was in our booth earlier today. I got a first-hand look at it.
Did he say anything? Did he give us an omen? I mean,
he said, I'd like to do the second inning. Can you give me the second inning of play-by-play?
Did the possum say, hey, you're not getting it done, Jack. I can help you out.
Right, exactly. Got to change the mojo up here.
Well, obviously, you know what? One run or less in 15 of your games is not getting it done. You were down on the field today. I was down on the field today. There's a lot of extra hitting. They're doing everything they can, but the bottom line is you gotta hit, and until they hit, this is where we're at.
Well, I'm not sure what else they can do though, Chris, right? I mean, they're working as hard as they can. It just hasn't happened, so I don't know what the answer is. It might be Dylan Bundy, and Dylan Bundy's struggled. You know, he's had one really good game against the A's in his career. Generally doesn't pitch that well against the A's. He's a guy that is certainly hittable. And maybe this will be the matchup for the A's tonight.
Yep, and, you know, Bundy is somebody that these A's hitters have seen for a while, and hopefully, you know, they got the good video on it and they can make it happen. And also interesting to see how Cap throws the ball tonight.
Yeah, he's been, you know, it was a tough start to the season for him in his first start, Chris, but he really didn't have a spring training, went out on a rehab assignment, made three starts, and so he's... Right now, he's really at the equivalent, at the same stage that you would be if you had a regular spring training and were dealing with an injury. So, and he pitched well, pitched twice on the trip, and did a nice job. So I would expect him to pitch well tonight.
Remember when everybody, before the start of the season, had the White Sox winning the Central no problem? For some reason, I think they forgot about the Twins.
I like the Twins, and I think a lot of it revolves around their pitching. And you had Sonny Gray on your show earlier today. I like that they have a lot of really good homegrown players. I wouldn't close the door on the White Sox, and they got a real boost last night from Johnny Cueto, of all people. You know, Johnny Cueto was out looking for a job, and he signed a minor league deal with the Sox and goes out and pitches great against Kansas City last night.
Well, yeah, and how about with another victory today? They got a victory in Game 1. If they get a victory in Game 2 against Kansas City, Tony La Russa joins John McGraw, second all-time, 2,840 victories. Ken, that's crazy.
It's unbelievable, and it's so apropos that when the A's retire Dave Stewart's number 34, the Sox will be in town on September 11th, and it'll be a long time before we see Tony here. The A's will be in Chicago before then, of course, but... You know, I'm rooting for him. He's a good man. He's been a really, you know, personally a real great supporter of mine. So, you know, I hope maybe he can go out in style this year if he determines this is his last year.
Have a great call, and I'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, buddy.
Coming up next, our old buddy Sonny Gray right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is A's Total Access.
And it's brought to you by Chevron. Earlier today, Sonny Gray stopped by the A's Cast live set on the field and we talked about his time with the Oakland Athletics. My friend, it's been a while. How are you?
It has been. I'm good. Like I said, life is good. It feels really good to be back here. I think this is maybe my third time back, but this time it feels good. It always feels good to come back here. The ride into the field, everything. It just feels nice. So, I'm good. I'm doing very well.
Everybody always says it's just comfortable. It feels like home.
Well, you hear it. You go to other teams. So when you're here, you don't know any better. You're just kind of like here, and this is what it is. Especially when you, like for me coming up here, and it was like make your debut as rookie here, doing all the things here in Oakland. It was like, this was it. And then you go other places and they're like, oh, you like Oakland? I was like, I loved it. Cause everyone's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. There's just something about that place that's just awesome. So, yeah, it does. It's always nice to come back. There's a lot of history. It's very unique place, and it's got a special part for me.
Yeah. People don't understand cause they look at all the issues that we have with the ballpark and everything, but the era that you were here, and when you think of Bob Melvin, you think of all the guys you competed with at such a high level and the playoff games and the packed crowds, there was something special about that era. It's always hard to put your finger on exactly just one thing, but for you guys that were so close, it was a magical time.
Yeah, the walk-off wins. I mean, so many times there were walk-offs hit and walk-off wins happening here, and it was a lot of fun. I came up in that. I think 12 was going to the playoffs, and then I came up and jumped right in the middle of it in 13, and then did it again in 14, and it was kind of like those years, 12, 13, and 14, just kind of being in the middle of it and being here and coming up in that spot was a really fun time here. That's for sure. We had a lot of fun, and like I said, the fans were there were a lot of packed games. I remember the playoff games, and it's just you look around at this place and look at all the seats, and it was just I was trying to tell some guys over there. I was like, hey, when this place gets going, there's not a place like it.
It was like a football game. It was like the NFL and the Raiders during those games. And I remember doing my talk show outside the stadium because we weren't allowed in because ESPN and other people had the right. So even though we're here all year long, we got kicked to the curb outside for the playoffs.
Crazy how that happened.
And everybody was like, well, how do you feel about Sonny Gray starting? You're like, hey, stuff plays. I don't care how young he is. And you know who we just had on the show is Jim Leland.
Okay.
And talking about Tigers, A's, mm-hmm. Verlander, Cabrera, and, of course, just saw Cabrera.
Yep.
And thinking about you pitching against them brings back all these memories.
Yeah.
And for them, they remember that this was the loudest stadium they'd ever been in.
I believe it because I remember what we had game 1-2 and then game 5 here. This place gets rolling. It's a special place. And you get all these fans on top of you. It was a very, very special place, and I'm sure it still has its moments still. But I vividly remember those and things I'll remember forever.
So you know once you're an A, you're always an A, and we're always going to root for you no matter where you go. And I think about when you made the comeback and came off the IL, we're rooting for you to pitch well. How you feeling now? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I feel good. I, as everyone did, I had a little bit of a slower start. The spring was kind of – it was different for a lot of reasons. And, I coming out of spring, I felt okay. And then I went on the IL for a little while. And then I just started, I guess, two starts ago against the A's in Minnesota. And I've made one more start after that, and then I'll throw tomorrow. So the way I see it, it's kind of like my third start of the year. I don't really count the first two, kind of like laboring through some things. So I feel good. I feel good. It's just now I'm just building, trying to build some momentum, create some consistency on the mound, and just kind of continue to get my feet under me and continue to just get into the flow of the season and keep kind of moving forward. So I feel good. I feel good, and I like it in Minnesota. It's a really, really good group of guys. It's been fun getting to know all of these guys that are over there currently. It's a bunch of new faces that came over to the team. So, it's good. I really like the spot that I'm in.
Killer ballpark, good team, good situation, first place. Mm-hmm. I love it for you. And I think about, like, with Stephen Vogt always used to talk about catching you was like, I don't know where it's going. Sometimes I don't think he knows where it's going because it's that – magic that you have, that natural movement, and it can change throughout the game for you, and you can move the ball around. I know we've had many of conversations about that, so I can see a guy like you don't have much of a spring training. I can see where it may take a little bit of time because you got a lot going on when you're out on the mound.
There's a lot of feels that I feel when I'm out there, and a lot of like manipulation and a lot of like getting on the same page with this person, because sometimes I'll just do something different with the ball, and I kind of need you to know that that's about to happen. I got to see Vody yesterday, which was really cool. I gave him a big hug. He was out there in right field. So that was special. He's one of my all-time favorite human beings of all time, as probably a lot of guys, a lot of people. He's great. But, yeah, you're right. I do some different stuff every now and then, and just see what happens.
I think about one of the strengths for this ball club is defense. And for you as a pitcher, what does that mean to you that kind of everywhere you look on the diamond, you got a player out there that can really help you out?
Yeah, that's kind of new for me over the last few years. It is honestly, too, and this can be like cliche, and you can hear people say this, but they put in a lot of time and a lot of effort in defense. Like, they're constantly working on it. They're constantly talking about it. It's something that's not just, like, taken for granted. It's not just like, hey, you just go out here and do this. They take a lot of effort and a lot of thought, and you can tell they care about it. The defensive guys and this team in general, like, really care about it, which is nice. And it's nice as a pitcher to know that, hey, these guys – putting the time, putting the effort. It genuinely matters to them.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt sits down with our buddy Mike Farron from SiriusXM MLB channel right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt here as A's Total Access rolls on, joined by LB Network Radio on Sirius XM host Mike Farron. I recently went to a Nevada Wolfpack baseball game, and I forgot about chattering, totally forgot about chattering. And then the aluminum bat, just like, it's so difficult to kind of adjust to that. And those are some of the things that I was used to, or not used to, even though I'm a former ball player myself. But it's just, there's a lot going on in college baseball, and I often forget.
You know, I like what you said too about the embrace of social media. I mean, I think there's a little bit more room to be creative with it, because there's less of a corporate structure. And then obviously, you know, when you're talking about something like the Savannah Bananas, I mean, that's a college summer ball team that has, like, I think everybody should be watching what they're doing, right? They're trying to, whether it's for their barnstorming team, kind of the crazy rule changes that they've made, or just the energy and the excitement that they're using to fill that ballpark. I mean, I think those are things that we all could certainly learn from, and that we could embrace some of. But it is, there's a lot more chattering. There's a lot more, the things that you remember that were fun when you were playing ball growing up, like, those things still exist in college, because you're talking about 18 to, generally it's been like 18 to 22 year old kids. I mean, with COVID now, we've got like some 25 year olds there, which it seems like, I mean, I wish I could
They're
have
all bigger than me,
until
Farron.
I was 25.
They all look the exact same age to me, whether I'm walking into like a college baseball clubhouse or an MLB clubhouse. They're all the same age in my eyes. But, and it's interesting you mentioned the social media. Is there something else you feel like MLB should adopt from college ball, to whether it's the entertainment factor or maybe the media coverage that you, when you're covering a college game, you're like, man, I wish they did this in MLB?
Well, I wish there was more college baseball coverage. So I think, I think that there should be, it would be better to borrow something from MLB in that regard, in that, I don't think that it's covered as well as it could be, or it deserves to be, but that's not alone on that. Now, I mean, the fastest growing college sports are softball and volleyball, in part because they're tremendous television sports, and there's a lot of excitement for that. And so, like, when you see the Women's College World Series ratings dwarfing the Men's College World Series ratings, I think it gets your attention, right? And it's, you start, and I know the league has looked at, okay, what are they doing well in the NCAA for softball that we can learn from? I know that's something that they've tried to focus on. So I think there's some of that can be taken. I mean, I think, it's hard to say. I mean, I think embracing creativity is really important. And I think access is really important, right? So how do you use your access? I mean, you're in a great role in that you can take the access you have to players, coaches, whatnot, and share that via social media, right? And so you're getting that in front of as many people as you can, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or wherever it is. That's getting in the hands of a lot of people, and college teams do a pretty good job of that. I think it just needs to feel a little bit more relaxed. I think that would be the biggest thing I would say to the league, is that it just feels like there are these parameters that are put in place that limit how much exposure you can actually get for the sport. Whereas, I mean, basically life is, 20-second clips at this point, right? Yes. So how do we take advantage of that in an effort to try and grow, especially when we have so many exciting young players that are part of this league?
I agree. Yeah. Now, before I let you go, prospect lists. I wanted to ask you about that. And it's actually Sean Murphy gave me like this money quote a few seasons back. He was, of course, one of our top prospects forever. And I said, what are your thoughts on prospect lists? And he said, some derivative of the people who make those lists do not write those lineups. And that was the first quote Sean Murphy ever gave me. So naturally, I'm like, cool. Like, I hope I'm probably getting my firstborn after you. But I want to know, what are your thoughts on prospect lists?
Well, I think for me, they're extremely instructive because I don't get a chance to get out and see, you know, every minor league player over the course of the season. So I think they're pretty important. And I think teams think that they're important as well, because there are a number of organizations, especially on the amateur side, that are modeling using those publicly available lists. You know, in the case of the draft, whether it's Baseball America or it's MLB Pipelines or it's Perfect Games or Prep Baseball Reports, they're using it to help, you know, develop their statistical model of what they're looking for in terms of players, or how the player is viewed in the industry when they're trying to build out their draft lists. I think they're pretty helpful. He's right. Nobody makes out the lineup in that sense. But then again, you know, there are a lot of people inside a baseball organization that don't make out the lineup, that are the ones who are evaluating the players. And it's helpful because for the most part, those lists are getting independent sources from outside an organization to help give an idea of what the industry thinks of those players. Is it foolproof? No. Is it a snapshot in time? Absolutely. Can you run into, you know, a biases in the list? Yeah, absolutely. Because so much of it is subjective. So, I mean, there are issues with them. Nothing is perfect, but I do think that they're incredibly important for, especially us as fans, to get an idea of what a team system looks like, who their top players are. And really, you know, from my standpoint, I'm less interested in how they're ordered and more seeing what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then how that matches up with the eyeball test and then the statistical evaluation of them as well.
I agree. They definitely helped me in the long run. And I think they'll geek over them a little bit too, which I think is always fun. Brings more perspective that we love to geek over young athletes. I guess that's at the end of the day what we do. It's okay when you put it into perspective.
Well, we're geeks, so yeah, geeks. I mean, that totally works.
We are geeks with a microphone and a computer at the end of the day. Yes, I agree. Mike Farron, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for nerding out with me.
This is Jessica Kleinschmidt. Coming up, Vince Catronio as A's Total Access continues.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 2.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Accord, Civic, or HR-V. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm active duty, so I'm figuring out my options while I'm stationed here.
Hey, Kevin. Navy Federal Credit Union is celebrating Military Appreciation Month, so you called the right place.
Guess you could say it's like a match made for Kevin. Get it?
Very good.
At Navy Federal, our mission has been to help the military community for over 85 years. During Military Appreciation Month, we're celebrating the commitment that connects us. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Time for another community spotlight, and this week we shine it on the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And Jennifer Weiss, the executive director of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, is with us. And Susan, just initially, for people that may not be aware of the history, it's one sister's love for another touched her family in a way that she said, I'm going to fight breast cancer and find a way to potentially eradicate it. And it's grown since 1982. Just what does that mean to know that it was a singular story that has grown to where it is today?
I mean, well, thank you for having me. It's powerful, right? We're celebrating our 40th anniversary, and it's amazing to be a part of something that's truly impacting others in such a positive way.
Nancy Brinker was the sister who founded it in 1982 for her sister, Susan. Once again, this past weekend, the A's had their Susan G. Komen Foundation Breast Cancer Awareness Day. We've always enjoyed that. It's been very powerful with ladies in pink jerseys and pink balloons. And it seems like the A's franchise, the sports franchise here, has been one of the ones that was there very early in the process of trying to bring awareness to this. What are your memories about that, and what does that mean for the Susan G. Komen Foundation to know that, you know, the A's have helped in that regard to continue to push advocacy and push information about the foundation?
Well, I am new to the organization, so I'm a year in, but what I can say from a lifetime A's fan is how grateful I am to be part of not only Komen, but have the A's support, because the platform that you extend to us to be able to share the mission broadly is invaluable, right? Sharing, creating awareness, and then hoping folks can then take that awareness and take an action to get screened and take charge of their breast health is immeasurable and invaluable, and we're just really grateful.
How much has the mission grown? How much has the foundation been able to find information to help support research, et cetera, for when that person is in that awful scenario where they learn for the first time that maybe they're dealing with breast cancer, how the foundation is there to help?
Well, Komen's mission has a pretty comprehensive approach to what we're trying to achieve here, right? And our vision is ultimately a world without breast cancer. And so we drive research, we provide care, we take action, and then we also unify the community.
This has affected you directly because you found out your mother-in-law has breast cancer and she's in the middle of that fight. It's one thing to know that the Susan G. Komen Foundation is there, but now when it's that close to home, what has that experience been like for you, Jennifer?
My mother-in-law was diagnosed just before this position presented itself, and it was scary, right? And the first thing we did was Google breast cancer. And Susan G. Komen popped up, and she called. On the other end, we have patient navigators that accept calls from folks who are wanting to learn more about a diagnosis, wanting to learn about where to go get screened, who aren't even diagnosed. And so there is something really beautiful about having another human on the other side locking arms with you and bringing you through your diagnosis or the journey in which you're about to kind of embark on, right? It's different for everyone, but it's a really beautiful thing to know that you can pick up the phone and speak to someone and they can help guide, right? Who even knows what to ask of your doctor when you get a diagnosis? It feels so isolating and so scary, and we have folks ready and willing to help.
How important is that? Just because the person at the other end of the phone, as you mentioned, is having things go through their mind that they never thought they'd have to attack or present to themselves, and suddenly they've got a calming voice, an experienced voice, a helpful voice on the other end. And that really, if nothing else, explains what the Susan G. Komen Foundation is all about. I think that probably is it at its core, that you are there to help and you're there to understand and you're helped to try to, like you said, I know they're all different in each situation, but we can help you walk through some of the steps that you may be about to see and try to make it a process that you can find your way through. The power of pink and that the pink color, pink ribbons, we mentioned pink balloons, pink jerseys, and while we're having this discussion in May, it's always October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but we have always had these events with the A's during the summer, so that certainly makes sense. But you've got the major event coming up at the beginning of October, which helps kind of kick off drawing attention to breast cancer awareness.
We lovingly call it the Bay Area More Than Pink Walk, right? Because Komen is more than just pink, right? Again, we drive research, we provide care, we take action, we bring the community together. So we are going to be joining at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens on Sunday, October 2nd, in our effort to unify the community and come together and celebrate the resilience of all those that have been touched by breast cancer.
Where do people go? What social channels, the website that people can go to continue to learn and also to potentially donate to the foundation?
Yeah, thank you for asking. You can always go to Komen.org. That will bring you to all the resources we have available. If you wanted to drill down, you would do Komen.org/San Francisco Walk, and that will bring you right to our local event that's going to happen this fall.
When I was in baseball, and I was out of baseball for a couple of years, I was involved in the insurance industry, and I know how difficult that can be for people having to deal with something as dreadful as cancer. And what I learned over the years is that even if you have insurance, more than 50% of people suffer bankruptcy because of a medical condition. And so with Susan G. Komen providing financial assistance, they have a program. How do people learn about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You would definitely want to go to Komen.org. And we do. We have a pretty comprehensive financial assistance program. And I would highly recommend anyone at any kind of financial level to go and explore kind of what the options are.
Go to Komen.org, and it opens up a lot of information for you to take in. It gives you an opportunity to simply put in your zip code if you're looking for information in your specific community here in the East Bay. Jennifer Weiss, Executive Director of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, thank you so much for joining us in the Community Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A'sCast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Chris Townsend with you here on A's Cast. Time for the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. And let's just run down the scores. In the top of the 10th inning, the Reds have just scored, making it 5-4. Top of the 9th, it's the Rays 8, Tigers 1. Top of the 7th, Marlins shutting out the Nats 2-0. Top of the 8th, Padres shutting out the Phillies 3-0. Hopefully, Bo Mel will be back soon with the Friars. Bottom of the 7th, it is the Cardinals leading the Mets 3-2. At the end of 6, Yankees lead the Orioles 4-3 at Camden Yards. Bottom of the 8th, 3-0 Jays over the Mariners up in Canada. Bottom of the 7th, Royals shutting out the White Sox 2-0. And 5 home runs today already for the Astros. They lead the Red Sox 13-4 at Fenway Park. And it is the Braves shutting out the Brewers 1-0. Cubs shutting out the Pirates 6-0. And it is the Angels 3, the Rangers 1. In the top of the fourth inning, top of the third, Giants on top of the Rockies 2-1. Couple finals from today. White Sox have shut out the Royals 3-0. First game of their double dip. And then the Dodgers beat the D-backs 7-6. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit KP.org today. Here's the skipper on Sheldon Noisy.
Sheldon and I just passed each other in the hallway, and he says he feels really good, which is a good sign. As we talk about, you know, sometimes these small little issues can you know, become larger ones if you press the issue. And I think done the right thing with Sheldon, and sounds like he'll be ready tomorrow. But always, he's available off the bench tonight.
That's always good. You need that stick late in the game. And we'll be following Cole Irvin's start also down in Stockton. Coming up next, Frankie Montas, as we get you ready for the A's and the Twinkies right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
O'Reilly! If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is A's Total Access.
And it's brought to you by Chevron. Chris Townsend with you here on A's Cast. Earlier today, Frankie Montas stepped by the set of A's Cast Live on the field. We talked about the last time we interviewed him. Well, not the last time, but an interview we did years ago with him over at AT&T Park during the Bay Bridge Series.
I remember doing an interview with you, and I don't know if you remember, but it was the Bay Bridge Series, so it was years ago. It was in San Francisco. You just made the team, right? You just had a baby. Remember. You remember this? Yeah, and I remember going, like, the world's your oyster right now. To think where you were then, and that's when you're really kind of learning the split, to where you are now. We'll go on the field, off the field. We'll start on the field. How are you now different than that guy that I had that interview with in San Francisco?
Well, I feel like it's just like I got more experience. Like with the years, you know, I have played with really good pitchers that they've been in Oakland in the past, you know. And I'm just trying to learn as much as I can every year, you know, just trying to improve whatever I got to do, you know. Maybe fastball command, my splitter, just trying to get a new pitch, whatever I got to do to improve my pitching, I'm always willing to do.
It always, by the way, it always drives me nuts when they take you out. It drives me nuts. I go, and I always go, Frankie Montas is built like a middle linebacker in the NFL. He's not some slim kid who you got to worry about, oh, my God, Frankie's at 80 pitches. You're built to go 120, 130. Do you ever just go, man, leave me out here?
Man, I'm always cool with whatever, you know. I mean, I'm pretty open about it. If I'm feeling like I can keep going, like, they know it, because I let them know. I was like, hey, I'm good to go. You know, if I feel good with, let's say, whatever, on the seventh inning with almost 100 pitches, and I tell them, hey, give me one more, it's because I feel good and I'm ready to go out there and just keep doing 100%, just keep them rolling.
Yeah, I will always say Frankie Montas is not a fragile butterfly.
No, this guy
is ready. And I'm always like looking down at the bullpen. I'm looking at Frankie. I'm looking at the bullpen. I'm like, I don't think anyone's got better stuff than Frankie Montas. I want you on the mound.
Man, I'm just blessed and glad to be here, man, and be able to help him whatever I can, you know. And like, man, I'm the type of guy that, like, I'm always asking questions, you know. I don't care if you just got to the league, if you have 10 years in the league. Like, I talked a lot with Paul, you know, Caprillion, like, guys in the past, like Bassi, Minaya. Like, me and Bassi pretty much, like, been together for a lot of years because we were together in the White Sox. And
yeah,
those two guys, Minaya and Bassi, were two guys that I look up to, you know. The way they handle themselves, the way they go out there, the way they go about their business. Like I wanted to be like that, you know what I'm saying? And just be able to learn from those guys. And Edwin Jackson in the past, you yeah. know, Cahill, all those guys. I always trying to get the good things about them, you know, how they go about their business, how they pitch, how they get prepared to pitch every 5 days. That's some things that are like I'm always trying to look like looking for it so I can do it and trying to go out there and have a good game.
Edwin Jackson is like one of the greatest resources because he's played for every team. He's like, he can tell you any restaurant,
that guy,
any golf that course, guy.
He knows every city. But I swear to God. That man, hey, wasn't Seattle? Oh, well, in Seattle, you got this, you got the sushi, you got this spider. Bro, he knows everything. I swear to God, he played every city in MLB, I swear.
Yeah, he was a good dude. It was he was always a fun interview because yeah, what a wealth of. Because yeah, obviously you'd want to play in the same spot your entire career, but then you think about what he did. Like, he played almost for every team. It's like he got to.
Well, was 17 teams, something like
what
that?
What was it? It's a record.
It was something like that, right?
It's yeah. a record.
This guy, this Dominican dude.
That deal reliever for the A's.
What's his name?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're not talking about
the A's.
That. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Pitched for the A's.
He pitched a lot with the Cardinals, too.
God, what was his name?
14 teams for Edwin Jackson.
14 teams,
yeah, but
right?
Who's the older one? Our old reliever that we had that pitched for the A's.
You're not Arthur Rhodes. It was someone more recently, right?
He's from the Dominican.
His Dominican dude. Reliever dude. He used to
yeah,
use high pants over here.
Yeah.
He used to wear his pants.
Octavio Dotel.
Dotel, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the guy.
That guy was.
Well, and
was
it's kind of cool because you got to live in like every major American city.
Seriously.
But what a wealth of knowledge. I went off the field, the young family. What's that done for you?
Man, I feel like that's one of the things that has like helped me grow up as a father, as a man, as a human being, having two kids, and it's just like I wouldn't trade this for anything. Like my mental peace, like just I'm just so blessed that God blessed me with a really good family, really good kids, you know. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why like I'm trying to go out there and like always give my best, you know. I don't want to show my son something that like I don't want, like I wouldn't want him to do it in the future, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you're doing, you have to make sure you give 100%, you know. Baseball, school, whatever it is in life, you know, you have to stay dedicated to whatever you're doing. And that's why I work hard and I'm just trying to go every 5 days out there and show him that, like, hey, if you give 100%, it don't matter what happened, no matter the results, you're going to go to sleep good.
Obviously, everybody's talking about you in baseball. And I don't know how much you can wall that off. But every article, everything you look at, Frankie Montas, I mean, you legitimately may be the most coveted guy at the deadline. We don't want you to go, right? We want you to stay forever. But are you able to, like, shut that out at all? Because I'm sure, like, your family and everybody knows what's going on. How do you shut how do you have the blinders on for that?
I'm in Oakland right now, right? So I got a pitch for Oakland.
Yeah.
So whatever I'm at right now, that's what I'm focusing. I'm not trying to think about getting traded. I'm here right now, so right here, this is what they need me, you know. So I'm just trying to do my job. That's it. You know, if I get traded, whatever I go, I got to still do my job. I still got to keep on grinding. So right now I'm here, so I'm just focusing, just keep going and help the team whatever I can.
Frankie Montas, always great to have him on A's Cast Live. To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Coming up next, it's the pitching coach and the voice right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @TOPS. Visit TOPS.com for more information.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste-bud-tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ Signature Stack Burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
This is A's Total Access.
On a beautiful Tuesday, we're down in the A's dugout as the A's are getting set to play the Twins in Game 2 of the series with Scott Emerson. And let's talk about James Kaprielian as he starts the game tonight for the A's Zemo. The progression he's been on, starting late, of course, he was on the IL. Where do you think he is right now?
Well, we're getting close. You know, you always like to have 7 games in spring training that are very important. And then you start looking about at how many games after that where they get their velocity. I mean, you look at Frankie Montas' last game, I think we're right around 12 or 13 outings, and his velocity really picked up. You know, you normally see a lot of guys' velocity really pick up in the middle of May. So for James, you know, it's still getting a little bit in shape, but, you know, obviously we got to go out there and pitch the game tonight and stay strong. So, you know, James is a hard worker, does his work each and every day, and I'm looking for James to go out there, really establish his fastball, move it around, and work in his other pitches.
How would you describe Kaprielian's changeup?
It's got a mind of its own. You know, I remember when we had Rich Harden here, that's a little funkier grip, and it just kind of, if you throw it at the bottom of the zone, it can work like a little cutter, it can work like a changeup, and it can even fall off the table like a split-finger fastball. So, you know, with the grip, as long as he's at the bottom of the bottom third of the zone and below, I think it's in a very effective pitch.
Does he know where it's going?
Well, I mean, obviously he's got a good clue about being at the bottom of the zone with it, and then with the loose rotation and gravity and all that, I think the ball just gets pushed around a little bit by the way it's spinning, and it's an effective pitch for him.
Is the grip a lot different from the traditional circle change that we hear about with change-up grips?
Yeah, it's just kind of sometimes it's hard to explain where his fingers are kind of spread a little bit, And, you know, a lot of it's wrist action as well. And, you know, he grips it, he rips it. And when it's at the bottom third, it's really moving.
Now, Cole Irvin is going out on a rehab tonight to pitch in the Cal League at Stockton. What are your expectations, your hopes for Cole going out on the rehab assignment?
Well, number one is to come out of it healthy and feeling good about his shoulder. You know, 5-75, right in that range tonight is what we're looking for out of him. And, you know, Cole's a great competitor, throws strikes, change speeds. So, you know, don't really worry about Cole's pitches. Just worry about his health. And after the game, hopefully we get a good report on how he's feeling.
In a rehab assignment like this, Emo, do you want the pitcher to try to go out and throw like it's a regular game, or do you want him to go out there and work on some things?
Well, I prefer to just go out there and get your outs the best you can. You know, it's a different a lineup that he's facing. Those kids down there are going to see a big leaguer. They're going to want to swing. They're going to want to get up there and prove that they can hit a major league pitcher. And for me, you got to go out there and pitch like a major league pitcher. I know I feel like I've been on the backside of some of the rehabs of some of the great pitchers in baseball, you know, two of them by Roger Clemens and one of them by Aaron Seeley. And they went out there and they dominated the game to where they were pretty much perfect through five. And then I came in, little old me, and gave up a rocket up the middle a couple of times. But, you know, the expectation is for Cole to go out there and prove he's ready to come back.
Now, we're a quarter of the way into the season. And one of the best stories for the A's, or maybe even in the American League, has been the work of Danny Jimenez. He has one exceptional pitch, and that's his breaking ball. How do you describe it?
Well, he's got the ability to throw a four strike, and he's got the ability to expand it and hopefully get a swing and miss off it. You know, he works with his breaking ball a lot, and he's very confident in it, and it shows in the numbers. And you know, Danny's done an unbelievable job. You know, I look at him, I look at his work every day, and just think of him as a cool, calm, and collected guy just walking in the park. Nothing phases him. He always upbeat, and it's a joy to have him on this team.
All right, that's Scott Emerson, Townie, and we'll send things back down to you.
Emo came in after Roger Clemens. I can't wait to talk to him about that. But more importantly, we got the A's and the Twins next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.